God bless you, each and every one. Thank you for joining me today. If you're new to this channel, this is City Changers Illinois and Morningstar Ministry Group. Yeah, got two things going. So, putting the Bible online, because the Bible is the greatest, most magnificent book in the world that you could ever read or feed from, amen, we might say. Learn from, grow from, become saved through, amen, so many things. The Bible is, actually in St. John it says Jesus was the Word, and the Word, let's see, how does it go? Jesus was the Word, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Speaking of Jesus. So Jesus is the Word. We got plenty of Bible here to study, to help us in our lives, to serve the Lord. And that's exactly what we want to do. And we want to do it as excellent as we can. Not that we're perfect people. I'm not saying that at all. We are born again. Those of us who have received Jesus as Savior, born again of the Spirit. And let me tell you, when you're born again, you know you're born again. You have faith in the Son of God who gave his life for you. He was killed. He died. He died for you. He was buried for you. And he was resurrected for you. Amen. So, I'm going to skip over chapter 1. I'm going to go directly to chapter 2, and we're going to go through the New Testament. Chapter 1 is basically about all the lineage. You know, this one was the father of that one, and this person was the father of that one. All the way down to where, at the very end, it's talking about the baby that was born, and how Jesus was born, and what they were to name him is at the, I think, the last two verses of chapter 1. But we're starting in chapter 2, which says Jesus was born in a town called Bethlehem in Judea. King Herod ruled Judea at that time. After Jesus was born, some wise men came to Jerusalem from a country in the east. And when they arrived there, they asked people, "Where is the baby who was born as the King of the Jews?" And then we saw his special star when it first appeared in the sky, they said. So now we can come here to worship him. So the kings came to worship. The Lord had shown them everything. Well, when King Herod heard what the men said, he was very upset. All the people in Jerusalem were afraid too. And then Herod asked all the leaders of the priests and the teachers of God's law to come and meet with him. He asked them, "Where will God's Messiah be born?" They replied, "The Messiah will be born in Bethlehem in Judea. This is what the prophet wrote about. People who live in Bethlehem, your town is a very important town in Judea. A person born in your town will become a leader of my people Israel. He will lead my people like a shepherd leads his sheep." Then Herod secretly told the wise men to come and to meet with him. And they told him that the time that the star had appeared, Herod sent men to Bethlehem to, he said to then, "Go and look everywhere for this child. And when you find him, come back and tell me where he is. Then I can go and worship him." Well, there were great kings in the earth that did go and worship Jesus, but this was not one of them. And Herod was up to no good. After the men had heard the king, they left to go to Bethlehem. They could see the same star that they had seen before. They were very happy when they saw the star. It moved along in front of them. Just think of that. The star is guiding them. Then it stopped above the place where the child was staying. That just amazes me, the way that God talks to us, the way that God leads us, the things that he does to show us the way. And then in verse 11, the men went into the house and they saw the child. They were with Mary, his mother. And they went down on their knees in front of the child and they worshiped him. Then they opened their bags and they took out valuable gifts and they gave them to the child. The gifts were gold, incense, called frankincense, and also myrrh. And after that, God said to them in a dream, "Do not go back to see Herod again." So the men followed a different road to return to their own country. And then in verse 13, Matthew goes on to say, after the men had gone away, Joseph had a dream. And in that dream, he saw one of the Lord's angels. The angel spoke to him and said, "Herod will look for the child so that his soldiers can kill him." So this is what is being said in the dream. The angel's giving warning to what Herod is up to. So the angel says, "You must get up and take the child and his mother with you. Go immediately to Egypt. I will tell you when you can return again, but you must remain there until then." So Joseph got up and he took the child and his mother with him. They started on the journey to Egypt that night, and they all remained in Egypt until Herod died. And this happened so that the word of the prophet would come true, would become a true word. So the Lord God had said by his prophet, "I have called my son," this is in quotes, "I have called my son to come out of Egypt." And then in verse 16, Herod's soldiers kill all the baby boys in Bethlehem. And most all of us have read that or heard it. But the Bible says, when the wise men did not return to Herod, he was very, very, very angry. He knew that they had deceived him, so he sent his men to Bethlehem and he said to them, "Kill all the baby boys in Bethlehem. Kill the boys who live even near there. Kill them all. Kill all the boys who are 2 years old or younger than that." And the wise men had told Herod how long ago they had seen the special star, so he decided to kill the baby boys of that age. So in these words that God's prophet Jeremiah spoke long ago, they became true. Jeremiah prophesied in verse 18, "People heard a sad noise in Ramah. Someone is weeping with a loud voice. It is Rachel, and she's weeping for her children. Nobody can help her to stop weeping because her children are dead." Now that had already been prophesied by Jeremiah way before the baby Jesus was ever born, before any of the New Testament. And then, so it was prophesied, and those that read the Old Testament and understood the Bible probably as a scholar caught this, that there was a Messiah coming. And you know, they read it in Jeremiah. People heard it. Someone was weeping. It was Rachel. She was weeping for her children. What a sad, sad situation that ungodly, terribly cruel Herod, King Herod, would do something like that, to kill one child, to kill the Christ child. He killed who knows how many babies that were under the age of 2. I'm sure many, many households had babies under the age of 2. After Herod died, Joseph had a dream in Egypt. And in the dream, he saw one of God's angels. And the angel said to Joseph, "Get up. The people who wanted to kill the child are dead." And the angel told him, he said, "Take the child and his mother. You can now return with them to Israel. It's safe now." So Joseph got up and he took the child and his mother and they traveled to Israel. But then Joseph heard that Herod's son, Archelaus, and I'm probably not pronouncing it right, was now king of Judea instead of his father. So Joseph was afraid to go to Judea. In another dream God gives him, he shows Joseph that he should go to Galilee instead. So Joseph went he went there and he lived in a town called Nazareth. And long ago, God's prophets had said about God's Messiah. This is the very last line of Matthew. "He will be called a person from Nazareth." Now this had become true. Amen. This, because Joseph had now brought his son by the leading of the Lord, by the leading of the Holy Spirit, to a town called Nazareth. I'm going to close there, and I know these are short messages, but they're just a chapter, and they're amazing.